Verse 28. The Bible says, and I read as we prepare our heart for the word of God. Is our month of his covering, is our year of his word. So God's word is very important. If anything is going to change in your life that you need to change, God's word is the only thing that brings the change. So listen to this from verse 28. It says, have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he neither faints nor is he weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, that is you and I, and to give, he gives those who have no might, he gives them, he increases their strength. One of the greatest things that God does for us, particularly with his word, is he replaces our weakness with his own strength. He replaces what we need with what he has to offer us. So I want you to be very attentive. Somebody was saying, they said, have you not known? Have you not heard? This is what God can do. I don't know what you came in thinking, I wish I could get this done. I wish someone could do this for me. I wish I could get this result. God wants me to remind you, as he's going to bring his word to you, that is our God. He never faints. He's not weary. He's not tired of you calling upon him. And the Bible made us understand that his understanding is unsearchable. So you might not know how he's going to do it. But one thing is, if you're weak, he will give you strength. If you don't have power, he will give power to you. So whatever is lacking, God's word is going to fill it today. So be expectant. Rise to your feet with me. I will pray. We're going to say, God, you know what is lacking. I know what's lacking in my life. So say, God, speak to me from this area for this desire. The Bible says that it gives power to the weak. Anybody that is weak, all they need at that point when they are weak is power. The person that is weak does not need money. They need power. That's the thing about God. He gives strength to the one that is weary. The person that is weary does not need at that moment, does not need does not need anybody to give them lofty dreams. They need strength to keep going. That's the thing about God. He doesn't give you untargeted result. He gives you a result that is targeted towards that area where you desire his touch. So as the word of God comes today, receive what God has in store for you. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Put your hands together as welcome, Pastor Eddie.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. Once again, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for friendship. Thank you for fellowship. Thank you for a deep sense of family. Lord, thank you because we also have fun with one another today in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Please, you may be seated. The Lord bless you. Hallelujah. God is a great God. Please turn your Bibles with me to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. And I'm going to be talking about standing in the storm. And this will be part two of my message. All right? Matthew chapter 7. Matthew 7. Let me tell you, neighbor, Pastor loves you. Yeah, praise the Lord. All right. I want to look at, we're talking about, a few weeks ago, we're talking about standing in the storm. I'll just bring you up to speed. No, I won't. All right, I will say that everybody has storm. We'll go through storm, all right? Things happen in life. Life happens. Amen? And Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 says, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a man who built his house on the rock. Any man who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a man, is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall. You see, it's not, oh Lord, man, I don't want to see, I don't want to go, I don't want to see this storm. That's not the issue. Storm will come. There's only one place in the world, my fellow brothers and sisters and friends. There is only one place in the world where there is no storm. Yeah? You know where? Okay, we don't want to talk about that. Okay, right? Only when you die, you don't have storm. Only in heaven. Praise. Yeah? So that's not even in the world. All right? So it's only in the graveyard you don't have storm. Financial storm, marital storm, storm at work, raising children can be stomatic. I like stomatic. Oh, I've been trying to use that word. Yeah. Can be stormy. Raising children. If you have kids, right? Every time they go to school and come back, your heart is in your mouth. Even if they don't go to school, Oh, I remember one day, you know, when we were growing up as in my home, it was just a nice family evening. We all sat down. My dad and mom, they bought corn. We were so excited. Everybody sat down and we had my little kid brother was. I still remember, so traumatic. One of my brother, the baby on the family then, was crawling up and down, you know. We were just happy. Man, you see daddy, you see mommy, we sat down watching that. All of a sudden, this boy crossed to someone, found a coin on the floor, put it in his mouth and swallowed it. And messed up the entire corn party. The next thing I saw, my mom and dad run up and because of it, was choking. Look back, the baby was in the corner. And then they jacked him up, crying. And of course, my mother had already died by that time. She just went, and me, all I do was through that corner with my car. You know? That's life. Things happen. But he says, at the end of the day, when the storm comes, will you be standing? That's the question which we need to be asking ourselves. Will you be standing? Not, oh God, I take authority over storm. Will hell? Just die. That will never happen. That will never happen. In fact, he gave you a promise. He said, in this world, there'll be what? Tribulation and trouble. All right. So will you be standing? He said, but, verse 26, he said, but everyone who hears this saying of mine and puts them into practice, when the storm of life comes, they will be standing. I cannot guarantee that storms won't come, but I can guarantee, right, if you hear these sayings of mine and do them and practice them, at the end of that storm, you will still be standing. He says, but there are other people. He says, but everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man. So basically, I said, don't be foolish. Don't hear and not do. Praise the Lord. Don't hear and not do. Don't hear and not do. He said, you'll be foolish. He said, because that means that, look, what happens to everybody will happen to you, because we all live in the world. We are all under the same economic climate. We are all under this. We are in the same country. We all belong to the same government, right? What happened? The rate of inflation in your economy is not different from the rate of inflation in my economy. All right, we take the same role. We have the same. We are subject to the same economy and same the same leadership. The same prime minister, the same queen, the same. We are all in the same. We are all, even at work. I've not seen people like that. You're all in the same organization, but one person seems to be doing very well and the other one seems to be telling stories. He says, don't be foolish about it. Don't be foolish. Don't be foolish, he says. He says, if you don't put it into practice, he says, the Bible says, the rain came down, the same rain, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house. The Bible says, it fell with a great crash. Praise the Lord. So it means that everyone, irrespective of our background, we all experience one storm or the other. One storm or the other. I'm telling you, there will always be something, unless you are not growing. The only time you will never experience a challenge, a storm, or whatever, is because if you are not growing, if you are just complacent and you just stay there and you don't have a death. By the way, get the message I preached in first service today. There's no Jericho for you to take. You're just there, like flat, still, you know, uninteresting. But if you have a dream, you have an aspiration, you have the word of God in you, storm will come. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you see, and the storm is not there. Sometimes the storm is not there because you've done anything wrong. Oh. The storm is not there sometimes because you've done anything wrong. And I'll show you the three different types of storm used in a minute. But sometimes we face storm because we just live in this world. Isn't it? That's our crime. We are alive. Amen. Praise the Lord. John 16:33, it said, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. Ah, can we read that one? We don't like John 16:33. All right. Can we read that together? You don't want to read it. You don't want to read it. Can we read that together? 1, 2, go. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Tell your neighbor, take heart. Hey, what do we find in the world? Trouble. It says, but in me, I've told you this thing, so that in me you may have peace. Have peace in God. Have peace in Christ. That's why we say you do your covenant practices, obey God in every area, because it is only in Him, you can have the peace of mind. The peace of mind. Jesus said there is trouble on earth. You can't remove it. Are you listening? Jesus said there is trouble on earth. The only thing that means that the only way we can avoid the trouble on earth is to leave earth. Isn't it? But some choose to leave prematurely because they can't handle the problem on trouble on earth. But that's not our portion. Come on, tell anybody, I can handle it. Come on, say, I can handle it. Amen. You can handle it. But handle it like a wise man, not like a foolish man. After the storm, the foolish man is flat on his back. But a wise man who is in Christ, who hears the word and does them. The Bible says he is strong. The wind comes, the streams rose, it came and went. The guy is standing. In fact, he accumulates testimonies. He becomes a general of life. He becomes the one who has gained mastery over life by doing the word of the Lord. Amen. Please do. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. So again, sometimes you look at our life. It's also the mistake we also make at times is when we suffer storm in one area. So number one, we can suffer storm in an area if we don't do the word of God. Is it? We cannot stand. But sometimes when we are going through storm at times, we only look at an area of weakness. You know. So for example, if I'm going through storm in a relationship, for example. In my relationship, the mistake we can make is to look at the application of the word of God in that relationship. Does that make sense? But another big mistake. Big mistake. Because disobedience is disobedience. For example, if I am suffering, if I'm going through storm in the area of my finances, sometimes the myth is that, oh, okay, first, yes, I want to look at how I obey God in the area of my finances, which is good. But not good enough. You have to look at how you obey God in every area of your life. Because disobedience in one area can affect the other area. Because you are one person and Jesus is Lord over that individual. And there are things that make us, so it says, whoever hears the sayings of mine and does them. If you do the sayings of God, if you do the word of God, it says, then when the storm comes, you'll be standing. So when you are appraising the areas where you do the word of God, never don't appraise only the risk areas. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I'm broke and I'm believing of my finances, right? So I say, well, I am. So there are two ways to look at that. If I hear the word of God and I believe God that God will bless me financially, but I don't do the acts of God in the area of my sowing, my giving, my tithing, that won't work. When the storm comes, I can't stand. I have not done the will of God. Okay? But I may do the will of God in the area of my finances. I pay my tithe, I do my offering, I do my area. So I'm expecting God to answer me in the area of my finances, but I'm still having problems. Well, you can still have problems because in another area, you are not doing the will of God. Does that make sense? So you must do the will of God in every area of your life. So this is a house. So I have 2 doors here. There's a door here. There's a door there. There's a door here. All right? If I shut this door and I leave this door open, am I safe?
No.
How How about if I leave this door open and I shut this, I say, well, you know what, this is the front door. Or if I put down the shutters and I lock that and I put a guard here, but leave that door open, am I safe? So I can only be safe if all the doors leading into my home is shut. So maybe this is the door of my finances, right? So I found out, oh, I'm losing money from here, right? And I shut the door, but I'm still losing money. Well, I'm still losing money because the devil has come through this door. But this is not my financial door. Well, maybe this is the door of my marriage. Maybe I'm not being a good husband. Maybe this is the door of my relationship. Maybe this is the door, you understand what I'm saying? Because the life, a man's life is complex. Your life is complex. And you are not one thing. So, what am I saying? We obey, we do the word of God in every area of your life to enjoy the full benefit of God and to stay standing when the storms of life come. Amen? Amen. What did I say? You must do the will of God in every area of your life so that you can stay standing when the troubles of life come. There is no insurance against the troubles of life. Ask a teenager, ask a baby. Now, my brother was choking on a coin. He was having his own storm. Yeah? Next time he sees a coin, right? Oh, let me tell you another story about that, my siblings. Wow, my goodness. It was a very nice Christmas day. Everybody was happy. We were getting ready to open our Christmas gift. And in my home, we had a culture, all right? And the culture is that, first of all, before we open the Christmas gift, we all sit on a table and have Christmas breakfast. I still remember, always Quaker oats, eggs, custard, everything. Yeah, Quaker oats, eggs, custard. That's seriously, you won't believe that. You won't believe that, sorry. So seriously, I'm telling you, you know. So we all sit there, always a big, big table, and then, you know, while we'll all be rushing our meal because what's going to open our gifts, you know. And then, all of what, I come from, in my home, we're six boys, two girls. I'm the eldest, right? But the smallest. So the rest are all like, you know, so. My sister decided to go stick her finger into the butter can and lick the butter. Who does that? She got in there and, you know, and then when I was, it wasn't tube. It was, I don't remember, blue band, Blanta. Oh. And oh, this British guys will not understand. All right, you know, so where I come from, it wasn't tube. It's not like, it's not like a tub, right? It used to be a tin, and it was a tin. So what we do, we get a tin cutter, and then you cut that thing open, and then you open it halfway. This girl went in there, and then she wanted to have a taste of the butter in that tin, and then stuck her finger into that thing, and that thing trapped her little finger. From nowhere, we hear, hey, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and I said, oh, what is that again? Now, what is that again? And my mom again jumped up, ran there. All again, we heard that. My dad ran there. Ah, now, and as we tried to cut open the other side of the can, right, that the edge of the tin was piercing through her bones. It became a very bloody butter. I'm telling you. And she ruined that Christmas for us. She's over 40 now. I still look at her every day. Every time I think about her, I say, just look at her. You're 40 now. You ruined my Christmas for me years ago. You know? And you ruined the Christmas. Ruined the Christmas. And that was a storm for her. Amen. What do I say? You have to obey God in every area of your life. Every area of your life. Don't he who hears these sayings of mine and does them. Trouble is trouble, and trouble can come anytime. You heard our story, our brother, did you hear his story last week? He was just by himself driving down from nowhere. That guy rammed into his brand new car. Rammed into it. And I said, What came on you? Why did it? I'm sorry. I couldn't stop. Is it I'm sorry you'll be saying now? Is that I'm sorry? You know what? So trouble can come any day. But thank God, he was covered by the blood of Jesus over and above his insurance policy. You cannot afford to do partial obedience when it comes to the word of God. The Bible says if you do that, you'll be foolish. You'll be foolish. Let me tell you something. Let me listen very carefully. Trouble, there is trouble in this world. So what we are going to assess is not, oh, did you encounter trouble? Well, that's standard. But has your song changed? Are you still standing after the trouble? It is the post-trouble assessment that tells us whether you are a child of God or not. Let me say that slowly. Sorry, stop so fast. It is the post-trouble assessment that tells us whether you are a disciple or not. Because after the trouble, you can't find some believers. Because God is guilty. So that tells us, hey, you were not really a disciple in the first place, were you? Because he told you trouble will come. And he told you if you do my words, when trouble comes and goes, you will be standing. How come you are not standing? So Christians try to make us blame God for trouble rather than blame themselves for not standing after the storm. You are meant to stand after every storm. You are meant to stand after every trouble. But whether you stand or not, right, is a function of how well you do the word of God. Not in one area. Not in one area. Not in one area. In every area of your life. Are you listening? You must do the word of God in every area of your life. Amen? Can I hear a big amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let me tell your neighbor, do the word of God. Amen. So, you know what the Bible says? It says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So the hearing wasn't the problem. The hearing wasn't the problem. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by faith comes by hearing. Romans 10:17. So you hear. So it's not the hearing. It's the doing. It's the doing. You must do, not just hear. Praise the Lord. You must do. But you say, well, but Pastor, I know you say you must do, but I don't know. I've not heard everything about the word of God. Oh, very good question. But I just got born again. Or I just rededicated my life. I don't know so many scriptures. I don't know the word that much. I'm just taking baby steps in these things. So what do I need to do? Does that mean that I cannot stand the day of trouble? Well, yes, you can stand the day of trouble. Why? Because the Bible will hold you accountable for the word that you hear. Amen? When you don't know, right? You are insured. But the word of God that you hear, that you have heard, that you know what to do but refuse to do, counts against you. Counts against you. And many of us have heard so much. We've heard so much of the word of God. Many of us know how we ought to behave. We know what we need to do. But many of us choose to hear and not do. We choose to hear and not do. Praise the Lord. Pastor, how will you know if I'm doing? Well, I will know if you are doing after the storm when we come to take an audit. Amen? We will know you are doing after the storm when we come to take an audit. When we come to take an audit. So, the storms, there are some storms that we can avoid. There are some storms in life that we can avoid completely. These storms that you can do, there is trouble in the world, but there are some trouble that we can avoid. They're just that you don't need them. Number one, you can avoid the storm of disobedience. You can avoid the storm of disobedience. You know Jonah, your brother. It says, now the word of the Lord came to Jonah. Jonah chapter 1, verse 1, right? Saying, arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. Bible says in verse 3, but Jonah rose up to flee to Tarshish. Hey, why did you do that? He heard the word of God. He heard the voice of God. Arise, but Jonah ran away from the Lord and hid to Tarshish. Is that where they sent you? And many of us are like that. So there is this storm of disobedience. And you read this man's story. From then on, it was trouble. It was storm. So he naturally just attracted. Who caused the storm? Jonah caused the storm. He caused the storm. So there are some avoidable storms. We know the world is full of trouble. There's no point picking up extra trouble. There's no point being a trouble magnet. We know the world is full of trouble. The Bible says that the devil goes to and fro looking for whom to devour. But for you to now add to your own trouble, what is that? The Bible says, but Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed to Tarsus. So he went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying the fare, he went aboard the sail and to flee from the Lord. Wise man, is he? But you do the same thing. Every time you know the word of God to do and you refuse to do it, you are fleeing from the Lord. You are fleeing from the Lord. What waits a people like that is calamity. And I pray that you won't run into somebody who is running away from the Lord. And let me say that slowly. I pray that you won't associate yourself with someone who is running away from the Lord. There are some people. So who is the person who is running away from the Lord? The person who knows what to do and refuses to do it is running away from the Lord. The person who knows the instruction of the Lord and refuses to do it is running away from the Lord. May you not take the same taxi as the man who is running away from the Lord. May you not board the same train. These guys were doing their own business. Where I come from, we say, He was doing his own business. They were nothing. He went and then bought a ticket. They thought they made a sale that day. But they just invited trouble. They thought it was revenue. Their business was okay. They were sailors, right? And then the Bible says, and after paying the fare, it's not every money you collect. After paying the fare, he boarded the ship. And the captain said, maybe they've overcharged him. Yeah. Where I come from, we overcharge people. They say, we made extra cash today. Yeah, that guy, you know, this was good for a tenner. I sold it for him for 20 quid. Is it really? Yeah, man. So you take 10, I take 10. Bumper harvest. The guy is running away from the Lord. Many of us, as we live our daily lives, we have yoked ourselves, associated ourselves, befriended people who are running away from the Lord, who will eventually cause us calamity. That's why you must mind your business. That is why there are so many people today who are going through issues and challenges that they don't. If you trace that problem, the source is not in them. Amen? And you can read that story, because at the end of the day, they had to trace, those ones, they obeyed the Lord, so they had to go back. Look, our life was not like this before. What happened? Where did we take the wrong turn? Let us find out. All the while, the man was sleeping, looking peaceful. The man was sleeping. The wrecker was sleeping. They had to find and say, look, you are the one. I remember many years ago, we try to live our life based, do what we can possibly do. One person came to visit us, a guest from out of the country came in, and then we hosted this person, put the person, no problem. Our TV that has been working, we were on strict budget. Then, this was 98, we were on very strict budget. The TV that was been working perfectly well, no problem, colors were okay. The moment we checked that person into her guest room and came back, the TV started blinking like... I'm telling you. When I came to England, I came alone. I didn't come with anybody. I came alone, right? So, I mean, I'm not here to live anybody's life. I'm telling you. So, the TV was blinking. I said, yeah, Bola, what is this? Yeah. And then, from blinking and changing colors from black to white and purple, poor. Yeah. So, we're still speaking to our grandma and say, maybe it's the fuse. Maybe it's not the fuse. It's the guest room. So we say, okay, well, we'll call somebody in tomorrow. We'll call somebody in. We'll say, unexpected expenses this now. When are they? Following day. Came in, go to the kitchen. The fridge. I said, why is this fridge grunting like that? What's wrong with the fridge? Say, I don't know. And it was very complex because the fridge was built into the wall of that house when we bought the house. The man told us it was everything, all the electrical appliances were new. And the fridge packed up. And then it was the car. So I told my wife, I said, this guest is your friend. I don't know where both of you met. Yes, look, I don't know where both of you met. You said you've known this person before in your country. I don't know. Now, this we were all okay. I'm telling you, we're all okay. So we have to do something. We have to find a way. You go and tell the guests. We have to go and find a way. So the guests eventually left the house. Another time, but a few weeks later, got a call from the same guest. He said, I'm at the airport. I said, No. I will pay. And put her in a hotel. She can destroy all the you know it's force field. When you come in, all the light in fact, which hotel do I don't like now? Well, take her into Hilton Dartford. When you enter, the barrier will just be doing the barrier that was working before. the barrier that was working before, as he's checking in, the other man that was his own Mercedes is going to say, bam! The light just goes boom! I said, come to the restaurant, the chef will just flip over and put his head on the stove. I said, never! Hey, look, this is life, I'm telling you. Be careful, who you hang out with. I'm telling you. You don't know. Jonah is a Christian. Jonah did not hear the voice of the devil. Jonah is a believer. Yahweh spoke to him. You are not even sure you hear God's voice. So Jonah, in that state, if he introduces himself to you and you hear Jonah speak, he says, certainly this one has the Spirit of God. Be very careful. Disobedience. The storm of disobedience. All right? There is also the storm of obedience. The storm of obedience is when the devil comes after you because you have a Jericho to take. You please get the message of the first service. God has given you a word. He's given you a vision. He's shown you your future. He's shown you your destiny. And the devil attacks you. So there is this storm of. So Jesus said, boys, let us go over to the other side. That's a word. Let's cross over. We've done here. New level, new height. Let's walk on the other side. Went into the ship. Bible says he went to sleep. Then from nowhere, storm came. On account. So storm will come on account of your word. That's why when God gives you a word, hold on tight. Hold on tight to your word. Hold on tight. So there is this storm of obedience. It is not because you've done anything wrong. On the contrary, it's because you are doing everything right. Are you listening? It is not because you've done anything wrong, but on the contrary, it is because you've done everything right and the devil does not want you to enter into that joy. So storm comes. Why? To give you a detour. So when the storm of obedience comes, what do? You say, peace, be still. Peace, be still. I know what I heard. I believe God. He spoke to me. We are crossing over. Peace, be still. Jesus says that is how to address the storm of obedience. Peace, be still. Peace, because I know why you are raging, but I won't give up. I know why you are raging. I am not doing a detour. Peace, be still. Peace, be still. Peace, be still. The storm of obedience. The storm of obedience. God gave me a word in 1996 for me to go to Cyprus. I got to Cyprus. You heard my story before. Whatever. For those of you who are new, 1996, 94, got to Cyprus. God gave me a word. I should leave my home country and go to Cyprus. I heard it. My wife was pregnant with her baby. I did not wait but to obey that word. And the devil came after me. Got to Cyprus. Had some currency for UK, Cypriot pound, and then went to the bank to change it, and the bank manager got me arrested. What have I done? He said we were forged. Before I knew it, I was thrown behind bars, handcuffed and put in the police cell. And I said, my goodness, what is this? My heart was racing, and eventually, a guy gave me those notes. So I said, well, a guy gave me these notes in the youth hostel I was staying in. I said, okay, where's it? I said, well, let's go see. We went to the youth hostel, brought out the register, checked through this guy. His name is Jay Roberts. Jay Taylor. Now that we have faith, maybe I should go Google him. Yeah, it's true. I'm blessing. I'm blessing real good. Jay Taylor. I got there. Jay Taylor did not sign his name. So I got handcuffed and put behind the counter. Was there only God? You know what? I could have died that day just from heart failure, because all I could just hear my mother is hey, 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 hey. I said, hey, 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 hey. I saw him to the airport myself. Hey, 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 hey. But God intervened. I was released and I was asked to stay in the land. Amen. The devil came, and then several times. The working conditions in Cyprus was so tough. Several times I came back to my friend's mom. I said, Mom, I need to cash this ticket. I'm going back home. The mother looked at me and said, you are stupid. I said, yeah, Mommy. He said, yes. You're a very stupid boy. I said, but I've had enough. I'm working in a cow farm. He said, it's not me. I have ACA, Mommy. He said, swallow your certificate and swallow your pride. Yeah. My friend, go back to the cow farm. It was that woman that rescued me. Why? I said, I can't take it anymore. My knuckles were black. Everything, man. I was like, laborer. I was a laborer in Cyprus. Because God said. And the devil did everything to discourage me so I can change my location. I said, no, not Cyprus. I was there. It was painful. Do you know what it's to work in a pig farm in Cyprus? 40 degrees temperature in the summer? I'm going back there tomorrow, though. Yeah. You know, and God gave me a word. He said, you endure here. He said, you will leave this country and you will come back as a guest. It was painful. I couldn't hold it. And the boss I was working for, it was a boss from hell. Every day, Esusa, 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 you know clever. ACCA, I can. You know, you know clever. Every morning, after milking the cows, and it's not up to his work, I say, ah, hore, hore, look, hore, nabure, it is mega, it is gala. No milk, am I a cow? Yeah. Every day, you know, after some time, I started thinking, maybe me truly I'm not clever. And then he will come. He will say, okay, what's he say? Okay, come here. Stand here. Wife, baby, chartered accountant in Cyprus. And then he will take the cow like this. He will say, Adire, manamu. Manamu is my darling in Greek. Manamu. Adire, manamu. Adire. Is it right? Okay. Yeah. The Adre Manamu. So he'll be talking to the cow. And I say, Adre Manamu. Good girl, in Greek. Adre Manamu. He said, that's how to milk the cow. They're from nowhere. The cow, tudu, 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 tudu. Another 10 liters. You will say, hore, Esusa, hore, hore, hey, gallery, hore, hore. See, I told you the cow had milk. You said, no, the cow had milk. I say, you speak, manamu, manamu. I say, no. I am not ready to be unfaithful with a cow. No. I'm not doing manamu. I will not manamu no cow. You say. That's my life, oh. I'm telling you, that's my life. That's the man you're looking at today. That is the man you're looking at today. That is in 92, 93, 94, 95. That is the man you're looking at. That is this person. That's not history. That's not story. That's my life, I'm telling you now. Because God said. Many of you can't take instructions. Many of you can't follow simple instructions. Amen? Third step. So, storm. You can avoid the storm of disobedience. There's a storm of obedience. There's a storm of disobedience. Then there's the storm that comes from relationships. Yeah? We'll close with this because service time is gone. All right. So, Samson and Delilah. Samson had a great destiny. Delilah finished it. Yeah? Praise the Lord. So, young men, before you marry, open your eyes. Open your ears. Remove those earwax. Remove them. You go and pray. Seek help. When you identify the girl, ask somebody else to pray along with you. For those of you who are already married, God will help you. Amen. God will help you. Delilah finished something. That was the storm of relationship, a storm of association. Delilah finished something, right? Jonah finished those men, wrecked, gave them loss. Amen. See, association. Ahab and Jezebel. Who was the king? King Jezebel? But Jezebel finished the whole destiny. Association. Those ones, you can avoid them. You can avoid them. Amen? How do you avoid them? Be very careful who you hang out with. This is your desire to make friends with the world. It doesn't pay anybody. It doesn't pay you. Because listen very carefully. You two people are sitting, you see, this is husband and wife. See this husband and wife? Very nice. That's absolutely nice. Husband and wife, yeah? Remy and Rotimi. They are sitting on two separate chairs. Remy is not sitting on Rotimi. Rotimi is not sitting on Remy. They are two individual destinies. How be it married with children? But they are two individual destinies. Called together to support one another. Right? When they do the will of God, right? Now they are yoked. The extent to which this man will go is dependent on her. He can flex his muscles all he likes, can shout from here to all he likes. The height to which he will go is here. The depth to which she will ever go is with this man here. Perfect yoke. So God help you. God help you if it's the wrong person. So there are destinies that have crashed. Let me move. That is marriage. How about business relationship? One time, time has gone. That's your friend. Let us close. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We ask for grace to do your word. We ask for grace to do your will. Lord, our loyalty is to you. We ask for grace. We ask for empowerment, Father, to do your will. We receive grace from on high to do your will. let us be standing when trouble comes. Let us be standing when storms come. In the name of Jesus. Let our standing, O God, credit heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus. Deliver us, O God, from the storm of disobedience. Lord, deliver us from the storm of obedience. Lord, deliver us from the storm of relationships. In the name of Jesus. Deliver us from the storm of association. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.